Let know when y'all ready.
What were they pushing on there?
Call this meeting to order. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this day, dear Lord, and thank you for the ones come out tonight, dear Lord. Lord, just guide and direct each and every one of us through this meeting. Help us make the right decisions for our county. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need approval of the minutes of the regular meeting October 20th. I've got a motion, Mr. Hatch, second Mr. Mills, all in favor. Need approval of the emergency meeting November 7th. Motion, Mr. Mills.
Second
Mr. Hatch, all in favor. Vouchers.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second
Mr. Mills, all in favor.
Aye.
Any constitutional officer here like to speak?
Nope.
Need a motion to go in the public hearing?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Mills, second Mr. Stevenson, all in favor?
A petition by Harvey Jordan requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in section submitted with his application a list of residences surrounding the property with their signatures, saying that they didn't have any. It says, we are Barnes of America Incorporated, also incorporated with Elite Trusses at 117 Southeast, Highway 346, Old Town, Florida. We work Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. to run our hours of operation. We would like to acknowledge whether our workshop noise interferes with any residents around. Please sign, date, circle, rather yes or no for noise complaint. Thank you. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 signatures, all of the no circle sign.
I know there's quite a bit of opposition on it, and we need to hear from all parties on both sides. I know normally when you sign the paper, you wait to the end of the meeting, being this on the agenda first, I think we're going to hear from the owner, and then we're going to hear from everybody else.
So this district in intent, the agricultural category includes 5 zoning districts. Lands in these districts are intended to provide areas primarily consistent with agricultural and residential uses consistent with the areas designated within the rural community comprehensive plan and is permitted. All agricultural activities subject to the provisions of 4.18.32, but not including livestock, poultry, slaughterhouses, including the raising of livestock and poultry, production of dairy and poultry products, the cultivation of field crops, fruit, berries, forestry, agricultural, and similar uses, provided no structure for housing animals, and the commercial feedlots are located within 300 feet of any lot line, and then no structure for the domestic housing animals located within 25 feet of any lot line. The process, storage, sale of agricultural products and commodities, which are raised on the premises, not including livestock, poultry, slaughterhouses, provided that no building and any activity is located on 300 feet of the side of the rear lot line. Conventional family homes, mobile homes, churches, cemeteries, churches, and permitted accessory uses. You run through the examples of the permitted accessory uses, the barns, the private garages, private items, and it falls into a special exception. Man is operating a welding shop. We all know what he's doing. Start building the trusses. That was a special exemption listed there as number 31 welding shop, not to exceed 100 square feet.
When I purchased the property, I purchased
State your name for us.
Harvey Jordan.
Okay.
When I purchased the property, I purchased it as a welding shop. It's like a 2-3 generation welding shop. It was a truck repair, you know, stuff like that. I don't think we're really creating that much noise. I talked to every neighbor in the neighborhood. They all seem content. Or, you know, abide by all the county ordinances. No permits for everything we've done. And we're employing, you know, quite a few people out there. And our plans are to grow. No bigger on that property, but I got another property that we're doing uptown to increase the little job to create more jobs. Okay. Only equipment run out there is a forklift, and it was like a small tractor, a truck, that's it.
And the welding machines, they don't make that much noise.
They don't make a lot of noise at all. Yeah. I think 18 people out there all together.
Well, typically, it's never this board's intention to shut people down that are trying to work. However, there are issues. There's a lot of people got issues that apparently you hadn't talked with, Harvey. And they're here to talk and tell us what issues is. We want to hear both sides and you know, see where we're at. Thank you for coming. You want to...
One question. Generally, when we do a special exception for a garage or a shop or something like that, generally the resident lives on the location, not a vacant piece of property that we do that for. Is that correct or incorrect? Or
not stated in that zoning district that they must live there for that special exception. That's why I read over that verbiage right there. It's already been asked.
So how does the
initially,
what would that do to the zone? And if he was granted a special exception for welders, what would that do to the zone in that neighborhood?
It doesn't change the zone. Not asking for a zone to change, just the use of the welding shop. It's a special exception to have a welding shop there. When the complaint came in, initially it was thought that they were in an environmental sensitive area. They couldn't, you know, have this barn or have, you know, these wood products there. After the review, it's not in the ESA, it's in the agricultural zone district. And so those rules are a little bit different. I understand why they thought it was ESA, because across the street is ESA. The road is the separation point. Harvey did pull a permit to upgrade the power in that shop. That shop was a system. There is a valid permit for that.
Because this exception stay with that property, kind of like the rest of the exceptions does.
Right.
So if he sold it, it would go to that, be attached to the property, not part of Jordan, correct?
Correct. What welding shop is all that can be put there, correct? Well, I mean, that's the special exception in the welding shop.
We got a couple of people that speak here.
Mr. Harvey, are you talking about electric welders?
Yes.
You're not talking about a portable welder sitting on the truck?
We have a few people.
That you can hear 40 miles?
Exactly, no, sir.
Okay.
A bug, meat welder. There's four of them in there. We got jig cables. We've got the jigs up, weld trusses.
How How long have you been building the trusses and stuff there?
Well, maybe 5 years.
4 or 5 years, and we've issued permits for a grade on power and all that.
Buildings?
And on
we have a 40.
I'm trying to figure out how come we're here now doing a zoning change if this has been operating for 4 to 5 years.
We ain't changing the zoning.
A special exception to allow it, but it's already been in operation for 4 to 5 years. I'm trying to figure out how we got to this point.
There was no special exception I could ever find on the property, you know, even though everybody agrees that there's always been a shop there. And you go back and say, yeah, it got power established back then. It's never been quite done the paperwork then for the shop. So now, look at it and say, yes, we're semi-not in compliance because no special exception to come out of the shop.
We got a couple of people who wants to speak. Ms. Haley and Troy. Just take your time.
I'm Haley. I'm Ricky Broome's granddaughter. And my property and Harvey's building and things are right next door to each other, literally. You can step on my porch and you see it. I signed the paper for the noise complaint. I don't have a noise complaint. I have an overspray complaint. I have a 6-year-old who plays outside. And there's a pedophile who works at his shop.
Can't hear?
Sir?
Can't hear outside.
I have a 6-year-old, and he plays outside. I don't know who's working at the shop. He has trusses butted up to our fence. They're over there all the time. He has a pedophile working for him who lives on the corner who comes over there. They use our driveway coming in and out with their log trucks. He's had a tractor come over there and fix it multiple times. When they have a tractor sitting right there to use, that they don't fix the driveway with. We have receipts for overspray on our vehicles. We went over there and spoke to, I think, your brother Jeff, who promised us a privacy fence. They were going to put a spray room in, and they were going. We asked them to hang a tarp up. So.
That's good. The noise isn't the problem. It's the constant in and out. And there's people there on Saturdays. I get up and leave for work at 2 o'clock in the morning. There was people there at 1:30 this morning picking up a vehicle. At 1:30 this morning, there was somebody at your
door. Yeah, they had a truck break down. We had to go get it off the units. Yeah, so I didn't have special class to do that.
Yes.
I was asked about my pedophile because we background checked everybody was for a company.
Well, I fired this week. Well, that's funny. Y'all go to the because coming into the driveway today, picking up my 6-year-old from school, they're sitting at the back of their truck smoking weed.
I wish you'd give me a call because they wouldn't be there.
Well, we'll talk to your brother about the whole overdue
thing. Yeah,
he's
the same as him. Yes, my other brother. But I can handle that problem. I can actually put a fence up to the back of the cat. I've seen the kids and the dogs out there, and I know Ricky real good.
Yeah.
He's actually involved in me getting the shop.
Mr. Harvey, you say you can put that privacy fence up?
I sure can. I could wrap it down that side.
What?
The overspray, what are we spraying? We're painting the truss, or we're painting, is that just regular paint? Or?
And we have window units, so it's getting on the vehicles. I'm sure it's getting in the house. Well, he has your seat in his pocket where there's no overspray, so.
I mean, if the county approves it, I'll put an 8-foot fence up there.
So you
wouldn't have no problem enough.
You say
most paint booths and stuff is inside of like a closed area that has to go through a filter before it goes to the outside air. It's not open spray.
Mr. Harvey, you say you can put up that fence and you can put up stumps and tarp or some kind of half building or something when y'all spray that?
I think metal would be ideal.
Okay.
Because we have plenty of scrap, and we can do an 8-foot wrap around there and make it look nice.
Okay.
No doubt about that. That will kill any sound, any type of anything, and it's all the problem.
While we're talking about it, I back my semi in every day. Today, and I don't have a problem with it, but some of your workers, wives or whatever, bring their blood shows.
Right.
One of them's got a little kid, and luckily, I happen to be looking on that side and not on the drink side today. That's very lucky, because I was in at fault. Just trying to back in the driveway. I mean, if they go inside the fence or further away, but they're normally right there in the driveway.
Those are the times I give you my cell phone. You ever had a problem, you call me.
Yeah.
That's
fact. Like I say, we don't have a problem with work. I work every day too. I just don't want it to get worse from something bad happening.
Are y'all using a shared easement there?
It is a shared easement. We have 40 feet of it. It's exactly their property. It was all one family, you know. And they sold me the property. See what I'm doing. And I've known them forever. Good people. Them little problems they got right here, I can solve. Mm-hmm. We've got to battle them all morning.
Okay. Y'all
be has a shared easement between both of y'all.
Yes, it is. It's 40 feet that goes to the property I own. They have 20 feet right away to go through there.
Y'all be.
He does with semi. That's right, I've seen 100 times.
Y'all be happy if he takes care of all that.
Okay. No, I can handle that.
Okay. Thank y'all.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got one more. Miss Doretha.
Well, I haven't done this
either. Just take your time. State your name for us.
Okay. My name is Barbara Gonzalez. This is our Dixie County in the West. And hello. My name is Doretha Severe. And most of you, I think, know me. Okay. I've lived in Dixie County all my life, and I have always had peace and quiet until the past 2 years. Harvey Gordon Jordan bought me property, joining my property on 346 Highway, 3 miles south of Bolton. This area of property has always been zoned for residential, and we want to keep it that way. Now, for the past 2+ years, 5 days a week, all the people in the area have to put up with loud noise coming from slamming of metals, hammerings, lumber trucks roaring, gas trucks cleaning, men workers cursing using very foul language. We don't like this. Most people living in the area are most all older people, 70 years old and to 80 years old, and are sick at times. And we all need peace and quiet. We don't like this. Most people are living in the area I can treat. My husband is a war veteran, and he spent 23 years in the Army in the Vietnam War. And he can't tell about it. So please don't rezone this as commercial property next to all of us. We need to keep it peaceful.
Ms. Teresa, we're not rezoning it. We're not rezoning it, okay? Go ahead and finish.
So please do not rezone this commercial property next to all of us. We need the peaceful and quiet. Mr. Gordon called me about a year ago, and he said to me in a very sort of rude voice, he said, "What can I do to please you?" And I said to him, "We don't like the noise, and we don't like the cursing of your workers. We don't like to smell the spray fumes from your spray. It chokes. This is awesome." Mr. Gordon said, "I will fix it," and hung up the phone. Everything has gotten worse. Nothing is improved. Please don't allow this property to be rezoned. So, we ask the board to please have his commercial business removed away from our residential zone. Thank you for listening to me. And thank you. My name is Dory Sadevere. And thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Teresa. You got anybody else would like to speak on this matter?
Nobody.
All right, Mr. Leon. Where's Leon at? So.
Anybody in favor of this?
Is there anybody in favor of letting him keep the welding shop there? Anybody wants him to move the welding shop? But we are not rezoning it, correct?
You're not rezoning it. You're asking for a special exception for this permitted use that's allowed by a special exception.
Well, from what I understand, we can't make him shut down and move anyway. He's asking to be able to use his electric welders. We're not asking to change any zoning.
Yep.
Is that correct?
And the fact that it was missing
already,
and that there's already documentation proof that that's been a shop, that he bought it as an existing shop.
And why are we here?
Clean the paperwork up.
The paperwork, because you had a... I'll gladly build that thing.
You gladly build
it? Put this way, okay, for
Mr. Harvey, how long will it take you to finish that where it's contained, the noise, the overspray, the cussing?
I'll have that part finished tomorrow. Colonel's got a week coming up. He can come here and put that fence up, and it'll be done. It's solid.
And you can have the fence up and... some sort of screen to keep that overspray from going anywhere off of your property? And how long will that take?
Now, you got Thanksgiving this next week.
2 weeks.
2 weeks after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So 3 weeks from the day.
Oh, you should look at the neighbors. There's a trailer park over here. You got a trailer park? Mr.
Rafe,
do you have a trailer park?
Yeah, okay. If I talk to him then.
You don't?
Well.
You can put it as conditions as a special exception that he property or whatever.
I'm going to table this for a period of 3 weeks or four, whatever the next meeting is. And if everything's completed, then the new person that sits here can make the vote on it. Motion to table.
We got
with a contingency on getting the overspray, noise, kids out the road, you know, I mean, just the problems. I understand, and I know you will, and I'm But I want to table it until that's completed.
Just a suggestion on the noise and on the overspray. Back when we used to do a lot of farming in certain areas where we had irrigation motors, they run 24 hours a day trying to keep the crops wet. But we put up like that fiber stuff that you put behind seawalls. You wouldn't believe how much that would deter the noise versus just putting up a board or something. And I think if you put that mesh around your building would probably provide as a barrier on your overspray all the time.
We actually put a wall up already. That's all that stuff. It's only a windy day. You're late in the evening.
Putting some type of fiber or something like that, a mesh or something on the outside of that tin makes a lot of difference on noise and sound and stuff like that. Just a thought.
Yeah. We got a motion from WC to table it on conditions. They take care of these problems.
And just want to let everybody here know that we care about what y'all want. We want to help you. But, you know, we need to do it in a manner that everybody's considered. Don't want to put 18 or 20 people out of a job if we can fix it, you know.
The flip side of that, what I want everybody to know is we're here trying to put the stipulations on how it's operated to best serve the public. At this point, this thing has been going on for long. It's going to be almost impossible for us to stop it. All we can do is regulate it at this point.
I got a motion.
Hey, I got a motion. I need a second motion.
I'm on. Now, that opened it for discussion. Go ahead, Jody. What do you have? Did you say everything you needed to say?
I'm just saying, you know, that at this point we're trying to regulate it. It's been going on so long, it's going to be hard for us to stop it in its tracks. All we can do is put stipulations on it to try to help.
It ain't going to be hard to do when the man standing there says he's going to do it. And if he don't do it, he ain't going to get the exception.
It's already been in operation.
The only other person that I would like to hear from, if people would want to, is the new commissioner, WC, and I'm sure you're good with that. Do you have anything to
add to this?
No, that's what we're saying, but we are handing him off.
He got a vote here, too.
Yeah.
All right.
We are handing you off something. You know, do you have anything that, honestly, that Mr. Harvey needs to do that you're not?
Good. Mr. Harvey does what he says he's going to do. And he shows back up here. And it's been completed. So I just want to clarify. This is table to the next night meeting.
And that won't be the 35 meeting up top.
Next, yes. To the next night meeting.
Okay. December the 15th.
And Mr. Harvey continues operating as is today, correct? And that suits me fine.
Yep.
Well, he already said he can stop the cussing and ripping and rearing and all that tomorrow.
Okay.
So we won't hear no more of that then, maybe.
Yeah. All right. We good. Hey, we got a motion and a second. We just had a discussion. All in favor? So it's tabled.
So the other item that we had was Mr. Coker, he submitted his minor subdivision plat. He met all the requirements for that. He done a density. You can do that in the commissioner meeting.
Yes.
And in the number three item, we also in the commissioner meeting is going to need direction on the RV special. This month was the last. Unless you want to continue the.
I think we want to continue it until we get everything in place that we were talking about, the roadwork itself and everything presented, then we pass it that way and move on. If it passes.
You want to talk about
iron?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Other than that, that's all I have.
Okay. So we're done with this.
You done with that?
What did you say about the RV stuff?
You done with that?
I'm going to talk about it in the commission.
In just a minute, we got to go back.
Motion to go back.
All right, we got a motion, Mr. Hatch, to go back to the board, and second, Mr. Mills, all in favor.
Aye.
All right, Mr. Gregg. Mr. Bailey. Little Gregg.
Just a couple of things to update y'all on. We had the pre-bid meeting last week, 362nd and 364th. It all went well. We did have two contractors show up to that, Anderson and Mark Walker Construction. So we'll have that bid opening next Tuesday. We did get some questions on that this week. An addendum was issued today, just basically clarification on the project. So we'll have a bid opening next Tuesday and present those bids in the following meeting. And then, if y'all have any questions on that, the courthouse renovations, we approved the shop drawings for the awning. The contractor has that. Slack Construction is coordinating with the county and sheriff's office as far as scheduling the awning construction. That's kind of ongoing right now. That's all I got on that project. CDBG application for 95th and 97th. We had a meeting yesterday, the county with DEO. Basically, it was just a follow-up on everything that's been submitted. Everything's going well as of now. A couple of items they're requesting. I'll get a list from them as they get those items submitted to them to keep everything going. So everything's going as it should with that. And the last thing, we submitted the County Road 353 highway signing plans to Dwayne last week. They have them. That's all I have. We don't have anything for me.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
And tell Big Greg that I said thank you for all the hard work y'all do for us.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Jared. Thank you. Miss Cindy. Freeman?
But I ain't moving away.
You got nothing, okay. Hartman. Chauncey. Mr. Latz, he's not here. Mr. Leon.
On the RV special exception. A couple of things that we talked about was existing RV special exceptions that people already have them. If they want to put up an open pole barn, they can get right into a permitting process for that and not go through a variant application process. That was one of the items that we talked about in the workshop.
Providing they don't need a variance.
Correct, yeah, they're not encouraging
us. They still have to have it, yes.
Correct.
But if they're not, I don't see where that needs to come back here, because then you have a land use with that special section, correct?
Correct.
So, I'm good with that. There's more to it than that. Roadworthy.
No. That's just on the pole barn side.
We're going to do one thing at a time, right?
Right.
We need a motion for it.
I thought we was giving some direction of stuff, what to put together, then come back to us first to look at.
That could be a separate item, right? Because right now, we don't permit accessory structures without a primary residence. But if they have an RV special exception already, they could go right into a permitting application for an open pole barn but we want to make sure we clarify as an open pole barn.
Right. It's going to remain an open pole barn.
Correct. And we couldn't do that in a workshop.
I'll make a motion to do that.
Got a motion from Mr. Hatch, second Mr. Mills, all in favor.
Okay. Now, under the RV special exception process, there was a couple of items that you wanted to see the workshop added, that it was a legal, roadworthy camper. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The other item that we spoke about was myself, other inspector, and Steve looking at a review of all 700 of these lots, doing a mail out to you and report back to you at the end of April on what our actual camps were.
Well, no one.
Sure.
Not in small print, but big, bold print. Where everybody knows, if you get one of these things and we have an evacuation, it is your responsibility to get your RV evacuated whenever the county goes into a mandatory evacuation. And if you don't, you'll be responsible for your RV sitting in this RV's living room, not county.
So, when we're doing these inspections, we can add that element to it, because we know there are several of these that are not evacuation ready. Our floodplain ordinance requires that, especially in special flood hazard areas, coastal communities, they have to be on wheels. I know we're out there showing it, so put that in our inspection.
The other complaint that I remember us having Leon was they wasn't informed enough, and it kind of got floated out of the water by other people and your staff and your office, but I do want to make sure that if whoever comes up there, this is the steps and procedures that you take, that everybody takes together if they apply for one of these. I just want to make sure that whatever template we use, that it's very legible, very understandable, the smartest person can understand it, and the other person can also. I want to make sure everybody understands this. No matter what your level of education is.
So, perhaps in another meeting, there's a gentleman made the allegation that he wasn't informed. I started working on a reading time that would go in their file.
And I know this don't sound right, but even in different languages, because now we have a language barrier out there that there's a lot of stuff that's printed in two different languages. So I want it in every language that might be someone living within our county.
So I might add, if it's requested.
It needs to be readily available. If
we can print it.
Jamie goes to speak Spanish real quick, and he don't understand American, I want him to be able to say, hey, why do you take Spanish, man?
Yep. Exactly.
What? Was there anything else y'all can think of?
We had discussed or talked about putting some kind of time limit on someone living in an RV before they should build, but I think there's also already on the statute on recreational vehicle that if it can't stay on the property for more than how many days it has to be moved? What?
6 months.
6 months.
This, what Jody is saying is, and we need to make sure these people know we are not granting residential special exception. We're granting recreational.
Recreational.
Will you spell it out?
If they have been for a six-month period, if they choose it more than that, then they need to build a house or whatever. I mean, that's, actually, that's set by the state, but I guess we need to spell it out.
Okay, so the inspection of all the sites.
That should take care of a lot of that.
And I think also, if we're saying they can't be there for 6 months, if they hadn't pulled off, then they ain't going to be able to get a renewal. Because
well, I think when he starts doing...
Well, I think what Leon's talking about will fix a lot of that, what he's talking about. I think. Do you agree?
I believe so, because you can make any rule you want to make.
How are you going to enforce it?
After the fact. And that's what a lot of the situation that we're into right now. So the evacuation ready, the reading sign, Spanish, or other languages available for the, those are all items that can be taken care of. The verbiage for the legal roadworthy is something we have to amend within that. Get a text amendments.
I have a question. So when you get a special exemption for an RV, you can't stay there year-round?
No. It's a recreational vehicle.
Recreational.
It's not a residential home. So statute has defined residential home and recreational vehicle.
Okay. So my question is going to be, if you have to leave, how long do you have to be for? You know, do I take my camper off my property and scroll around the block, or do I take it down to the hotel market and sit there for 2 days and come back?
So, don't get me wrong, it's very, very hard to prove if somebody moved their camper or not. It becomes really easy to prove if they built something onto it.
I think
that are some of the items that we're going to be looking at when we go do our inspection. And don't get me wrong.
Okay, just because when, you know, come to the meeting when you were doing the RV inspection and stuff, I never realized that somebody had a small property.
Yes.
But with what he's implementing, everybody will understand it, Mr. Mary Worth. You know, they don't.
You know where
I'm going.
No,
yeah. A lot of people don't understand it.
Some of our, we tighten all of our belts up,
yep,
right now. What,
and that's why we want to make sure everybody understands what they're getting into.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Because it ain't being, you know, allowed to be a permanent resident, as he said.
But what happens if they are a permanent resident?
They're not going to be a permanent resident. Explain that, Leon.
Okay, so the inspection is
going to
be done
at
the
That's when it comes and nip it in the bud, don't it?
Generally, it's been my experience in the last 5 years that you get notified of those cases of complaints. They're living here full time. You go around there and take a lot of evidence for that. And a lot of evidence normally means a lot of code enforcement. So that's, I think what we'll see is when we go around doing the inspection of the sites, that mail out of 700 plus is actually going to be making less. We're also going to go identify these property violations. And to tell you the truth, a couple of people might not even realize it's a violation. They may have purchased the property like that.
I'm sure.
And been told, oh, no, that's fine. We hear it all the time, whether or not the truth or not, that's what we hear.
This is what bothers me a little bit with this whole thing, is the 700 people that are trying to do the right thing, they're the ones we're looking at. We don't really have code enforcement cases with them. If we did, we got some leverage because they're pretty good people and they're wanting to do everything above board. The problem we have with RVs, to me, is the ones who's going to do it irregardless. They're the ones we're chasing. So we can fix this all we want to, and you will never fix that problem that we're really trying to address.
They aren't permitted.
Yeah, yeah. The unpermitted.
The ones that have no intention of complying with anything.
Well, that's where your problem's at.
We don't have the leverage to do anything.
You go over to...
That's unfortunate.
The code enforcement case on 289th Street, right here in town. There's like seven campers there.
Yeah.
And there's no RV special exception on that property whatsoever.
Period.
There's no power on that property. It has become...
And I'm glad you said that, because here's something. That's my district. Don't think for one second that I'm scared to go there and tell them to get the hell out of there. Y'all leave. I ain't scared to do that, none. He's not scared to do that, none. But there's six or seven. There ain't a thing we can do about it.
He has to go through the proper trials. He has to go through the code enforcement hearings. It's a lengthy process. It is his district. It's my road.
And then when you start all that, then the appeals start.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of appellate courts everywhere.
And so you have a mixture. You have people who are trying to have a really nice RV, a real open pole barn shelter, and they want to move their RV and come and go. And you have people that I'm sure are trying to stay there more than they're allowed. But then you have this non-permitted mess that people immediately see, visualize, and automatically associate it with RV. That's where code enforcement has to come in, and it has to let it go. It's just a matter of finding what you're looking for. I know we have a retirement party to get to. No, you want me to process any more RV special exceptions with this added verbiage to the reading sign, or wait until we have a text amendment on that? A text amendment will take...
I'm going to say wait until we get everything the way we want it before we go back to... That's my opinion. We got other people waiting. That's just my opinion. We already stopped.
Well, we got a lot of people that's already went through 1, 2, and 3 and still... You know, like what we're doing. I see y'all out there.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about. I know you want to.
Yeah.
I know. How many of these do we got?
Is he pole barn or need an exception?
I need both. I was in the process of filling out the exception. He wants both.
Yeah, when
I went down to talk to Julie about
it. Well, last meeting, I remember very specifically, and that gentleman was sitting right there where he was tooting his mouth. I remember very well.
Yeah.
And at the last meeting, I believe we talked about letting these people that's already halfway there get on finished.
Correct.
Right?
He was in a workshop.
Okay.
I make a motion for one that's already started in the process and finish it out, and then.
Well, we already fixed his RV pole barn part for the ones that already have.
Right.
It's not just him. There's a bunch of people or else, and as soon as we say, yeah, we're gonna allow it for 2 or 3, you're gonna have half a dozen.
That's where I'm at. How can you identify them and then?
If the only thing we're gonna add is legal roadworthy.
Yeah. So they're going to have to come to you.
They're going to have to do one at a time.
I'm good with that.
I mean, we can make that a condition of a special exception.
Yeah.
And then once we have a resolution until we give the text amendment. Here's my opinion. There's no point in us changing that text amendment. We can change it in 35 days, whatever. But we're fixing to be fixing a whole bunch more. We can fix it. All that. We make this a part of this and of it.
Fix it all.
I just need direction.
Did you make a motion?
I made a motion.
Second.
All right, restate that motion again.
Make a motion to go ahead and move forward to what he's got wrote down right there, hiding that. Let's go forward and then we'll look at it again.
So leave it shut down like it is until he gets all the...
No. Let's go ahead and start processing. what he's talking about, they need to have a legal roadworthy RV, the stuff we just discussed.
So in other words, these men and women, they can go ahead
and anybody else, providing that they got what he's requiring, what we just discussed right now, we can go back to the table and add more to that and change a lot of stuff and the other stuff we're doing, but have him add what he's got right there and let them go forward, because I don't think nobody that's applying is going to fall short of what is on that list.
Does that make sense?
So we can apply.
You can apply as long as you follow. That.
Well, as we all know, these people are here to, because they want to do the right thing. We don't want to shut them down. We want them to be able to do it.
Hey, I'm just trying to get some clarification here. So, yours has been taken care of. Oh, it's been taken care of. Okay, got it.
My name is Ron Harris. Write me down on that list.
Okay. All right.
I've already bought the land.
Yep. All right, we got Miss Mary.
I got one more question. So, if you go ahead with just that little bit that you got written down and say okay, and you do that, does that grandfather them in from any of the other things you're going to write down later on?
The ones that's on the list now, from what we do now, will just be just like all those other RVs that's already out there on the property. They will be grandfathered in.
Exactly.
And then whatever goes from that part forward will have to comply.
I don't even know.
The new rate.
Only
but on a lot of those ones that's out there, when they go to do those inspections that have built those additions and all that, no, they ain't going to be grandfathered in.
Okay.
Because that wasn't legal to start with.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, a second, Mr. Hatch. Any more discussion?
We have two people that I know that need to say something.
Okay.
I just wanted to know if, let's say we go ahead, apparently I can work on the RVs, finish the utilities, and work on the building. Now, let's say 2 or 3 years from now, I decide I want to sell it. Is the other people going to be able to,
as long as you've kept it at,
use it like I have? Because I have no problems with your 180 days.
Yeah.
I'm not planning on putting it here right anyway. But I'd like to have a place to park it. I'd like to have a place to keep it out of the weather. And so if I'm not able to sell it 2 or 3 years down the road, and it, you know, somebody else might want to use it for that same thing, it lowers the value of it in my mind.
So what are you saying? If you get this exception and you build your pole barn,
and then for some reason or whatever, you know, 3, 4, 5 years down the road, I decide to sell it.
That goes with the property. We put that land use with the property.
We don't put
it with the owner. It goes with the property. So
it's always been that way.
As long as they renew the permit, pay the special exception.
Ron Harris.
They have to apply by all the same rules you do.
Ma'am, did you have something?
You've answered all my questions.
Really?
One last question. When can I go to your office and get a step-by-step guide?
Thank you.
Okay. All right. We had a motion and a second. All in favor?
Okay, so there was one other item right here. At some point, I think you're going to see a transition from some of these RVs to small homes, whether they be mobile homes, single-wise, or site-built homes, because if the person is living in this more than what they should be, they're going to ultimately pay more in the renewal fee and their special assessments than they will if they had it homesteaded.
Plus, they already paid $1,000 for their impact fee to build it.
So,
in my mind, that's part of the general rule of thumb. I think that's what we want them to do. We want them to say, we got to get rid of this RV and build us a house.
Yeah, and then do you have that subdivision one this week? I can't remember.
I just need to get the chairman to sign and legal
to sign. I've signed. What it is, it's, and Leon can explain it to you, but it's the...
We passed the Tennessee Change Act. It was the same time that Ronnie Williams' property was up. It went to a 2 acre instead of a 5 acre. A minor subdivision flat, all 5 lots, touching commission roads. He met all the requirements.
Motion.
You got a motion, Mr. Hack. Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, sir. What can we pass? I got one more thing to do. What can we pass? When we see an RV going down the road that's falling upon itself, being pulled on a lot, that we can stop it and not go to court. Like
call Steve.
Huh?
Call Steve.
Well, Steve said he can't stop it either, because I did call Steve after the fight. And I still don't know what to tell that.
So your question is, what can you do to stop that? Like, we can't stop somebody from dragging something out of the road. That's but what we can stop is the storage of RVs on vacant property. That's real simple. You can write that into that book that we're working on, and there you go. It is available.
We need that, too.
Yeah, that's what we need to change.
Don't wait.
That right there is what we need to change.
Yeah.
Put it right there in that.
It taught me a valuable lesson.
Expensive, too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Expensive, too, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir.
I know.
But I do understand that.
Yeah. I promise everything that we're doing is trying to help everyone sitting in these seats. Have the complaint, help Steve, help the lawyer, need to be done years ago. I should say it's been good working.
Been good working with you, Leon. And I'd like to say, everybody, I want y'all to meet my beautiful wife and my beautiful sister that just come in.
Yeah.
Trade
thank
again for the job. Easy, Rip.
Thank you, Mr. Leon.
I'm taking him back, y'all.
Mr. Brown?
Mr. Chair, I didn't have anything that I've done to tomorrow myself for some purposes. This time I'm going to call on firefighters memorial this tomorrow. Recognize all the firefighters for the state in the last year. We also have 3 that are now in the honor guard class, 3 of our staff that will be participating in the ceremony. So we're going to travel down and be there. Mr. Mills, a lot of decisions have been made over the last 2 years that have affected my department. Your vote made the difference.
Well, I'm glad to tell.
Thank you. Mr. Scott?
I don't really have anything. I just wanted to let y'all know that my fall grant was accepted for you last week. So that's all I got.
Brilliant. Thank you, Scott. Miss Gail. She's not here. Miss Holly. She's not here. Miss Angie.
I don't have anything to
say. Mr. Paul.
Sir, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Cannon is out on vacation with his family this week, so I'll be getting the medical support this evening. I have a few action items for this. We request board approval to execute the DEG Dixon County Airport and Prison Flood Abatement Agreement in the amount of $600,000.
Motion.
You got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor?
Aye. This week we did have the bid opening for County Road 340, the milling and resurfacing and widening of that road. The bid did come in over budget. We did submit a request for supplemental agreement in the amount of $1,293,489.59. That was granted by FDOT, so we need board approval to execute the supplemental agreement.
Praise the Lord, I make a motion.
You got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Mark. All in favor?
Was we able to secure the buildings?
We secured everything.
Very good.
All in favor?
Aye. We also need to request board approval to execute the resolution number 2022-169 in support of the supplemental agreement for County Road 340 in the amount of $1,299.69.
Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye. Request board approval to execute the opioid Walmart settlement form based on the county attorney's recommendation.
Motion.
Got a motion from the WP. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
I need board direction to reset the amount for sealed bids on the property located at Northeast 238th Street and Northeast 165th Avenue. That's the property across from the Little League ball field that we set the minimum bid on October the 20th for $75,000, and we did not receive any bids at that amount. So I need direction from the board to reset.
Was that the appraisal amount? Is what it was appraised
that
for?
That was the appraised value of that property, and I did speak with Mr. Hatcher, who did the appraisal, and he said that's based off of if he went through a realtor and marketed that property, that's what they would expect to sell that property for. But with us, that can still get and not being marketed out to the public and realtor, we probably not going to get that amount for. Need more direction on how to proceed
with that. With a lower minimum bid. You're an
auctioneer.
You're an auctioneer. Am I? Yes. Yes, sir. What y'all think? So 50? Y'all good with that? 60?
100? I'm good with 50. Are auctioning off one?
What was the appraisal?
The appraisal was $75,000.
I say go with 60.
Motion.
We always go down. We never can go back up.
Need a motion.
Motion.
We got a motion.
Motion
WC. And second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye. Okay. From now, I need board approval to advertise for sealed bids of that same property in the amount set by the board of $60.
Motion.
Got a motion. WC.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye. A request board approval to advertise for sealed bids to Dixie County properties that were exceeded to the county. One of them being at Southeast 149th Avenue, which is Jim Land Subdivision, also known as formerly Bobo's, and also Southwest 126th Avenue, which is in Mingo Acres. Those two properties were exceeded to the county.
Motion.
We got a motion, WC.
You want two on that or one to cover both?
One covering both.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Are we set a minimum bid for those?
Normally on most properties we have it in the past, sir, but if the board chooses to do so, we can set minimum bids.
And appraisal point.
Obvious that, you know, they would excuse it to the county because we want a very value for the community.
Typically that property won't bring what the appraisal would cost.
That's right.
A lot of those, and I mean, buying gym lands is usually about $100 to $1,000 on the tax appraiser.
We sold several of them in that area in field vehicles. So that's all the action items. I do have a few informational items. Commissioner Mills, at the last meeting, we would ask about the status on County Road 358 and for us to find out why it wasn't selected. We did reach out to FDOT for an explanation. They did say the County Road 358 ranked high, but not high enough to get selected. There's only 6 to 8 new projects that are selected yearly, and it competed with 50 other applications, and it did not rank high enough. It was also submitted again for fiscal year 2022, and it did not rank high enough when competing with 47 other applications. So we did attach the response from FDOT in the packet for you to be able to look at, sir. December the 1st will be the reorganizational meeting for the Board of County Commissioners, so just keep in mind that at that meeting, you guys will be nominating and voting for a chairman and a vice chairman, so keep that in the back of your minds. Also, you've been provided a copy of the committee assignments that will need to be voted on December the 1st as well.
You guys can be looking over that and you can serve on the same committee. We'll also be setting the meeting dates and times at the reorganizational meeting on December the 1st and look over those to see if there's going to be any conflicts. The swearing in for Commissioner Jamie Story and Commissioner-elect Daniel Wood will be held November the 22nd, which is this coming Tuesday at 3 p.m. here in the board meeting room.
Does that conflict with the school board?
It does not. That's going to be at 5:30.
Okay, thank you.
And last, the family of Commissioner Mills will be hosting a retirement party across the street at the Women's Center immediately following tonight's meeting, and everyone is invited to attend.
Moonshine's on the house.
Mr. Mills and his family, what they provide for the
beverages
this evening. So, with that being said, this is the last meeting for Commissioner Mills, and we thought we were done with the special exceptions, but because of courthouse security, we had to give one more special exception tonight to be able to give Commissioner Mills his gift from the county.
We have one more.
So just so you guys can see, it's a very nice case pocket knife with some engraving on it for Commissioner Mills, along with a stand for him to be able to put it on. Sir, on behalf of the county, we thank you for your years of service and your dedication to the citizens in Dixie County and
thank
the support
you guys.
That you've given us.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Is that it, Mr. Paul?
We still don't need to represent the county center in your day-to-day business.
I put him right there with the rest of them.
Mr. Paul, is that it?
That is it.
Ms. Watson?
I do have one thing I wanted to bring before y'all, this discussion that y'all have addressed by pulling, and what it is easement to 19 acres owned by the town of Horseshoe Beach. Back in January, the meeting of January 21st of 2021, this comes before the board. On behalf, it was Mr. Bennett from Horseshoe Beach come and spoke to the board, him and Attorney Conrad Bishop, discussing an easement that they wanted granted so that they could access these 19 acres. Mr. Osteen and Mr. Bishop was going to be working on this. There was a survey that was completed. At that time, when they come and spoke to y'all, Maxwell Foods owned a piece of property that was also going to be involved. So they were supposed to have drafted an agreement between Maxwell Foods and everything. Well, according to Mr. Bishop, Maxwell sold out, and that's why the easement, of course, doesn't have them on, so they're no longer involved in this situation. But I have an easement here, which Mr. Bishop emailed and mailed to me, requesting that the board carry through and sign off granting easement. And what this says, and I'm going to skip over the legal description, so bear with me on that one, but there is a survey. But basically, it's between Dixie County, Florida, a political subdivision, state of Florida, whose address is, and Crossity, Florida, part of the first party, and Horseshoe Beach, Florida, a municipal corporation in the state of Florida, whose address is P.O. Box 86, Horseshoe Beach, Florida, 32648, party of the second part. Witnesses that whereas the party of the first part owns and has title to the following described property located in Dixie County, Florida, and they give the parcel number and the legal description. Whereas the party of the second party desires to have an easement over said lands for the express purpose of ingress and egress. Now, therefore, consideration of mutual covenants and agreements contained herein, good and valuable consideration. The parties here to agree as follows. The party first party grants and assigns and sets over unto Horseshoe Beach an easement over and upon the following described property. Again, there's a legal description here of the easement. For the purpose of its ingress and egress for utility easement to Horseshoe Beach, and said easement shall be as long as Horseshoe Beach uses easement for the intended purposes of ingress and egress and utility to its 19 acres, and said property would revert back to Dixie County if Horseshoe Beach fails to use said property for said intended purposes. Party first party shall fully use and enjoy the said property, meaning we would still be able to, you know, use and enjoy. And basically, from my understanding, this is an easement so they can access the 19 acres, which is for the purpose of building sewage and treatment, water treatment centers and stuff like that, which is something that the state has really pushed on these coastal communities. And the town does own the 19 acres, and this is what...
What we do with the 19 acres is we mainly store that overburden off of the cleaning the canals and all that out. That's all we do with that property, and that's about all the property's worth, correct?
They want to cross our property.
Right.
To get to
But that's what we use that property for. That 19 acres is really, that's all we use it for. Is that correct, Jody?
That is correct. And at that meeting, when they presented on that, the only thing that I requested, or thought I had requested, that they put in the verbiage, is that the city couldn't do anything with that property which would enter the county from being able to use the small site for dredging or anything like that, that they could put something there that was going to cause us a problem for what we're using that area.
Right. And it does say solely for the purpose, for them, for the purposes of entering and exiting, basically.
Ingress and egress.
And so they can't, in order to do that, if they were to put something there that would prohibit that or prohibit us from using it.
But lately, they didn't want to be able to put something on the property that
who's going to be responsible for the gate on that property?
None of that is addressed in here. And as you know, of course, I wasn't on the board at the time. I did reach out to Mr. Conrad. He said, well, all these are mute kind of.
No, they're not mute because we still got ingress and egress. And right now, nobody's traveling on that property.
Do you want it gated?
Not liable. So if we grant this, we will be liable. So gates should be responsibility of somebody.
Okay. And what I would recommend, that being said, is that we reach back out, and I'll do that with Mr. Bishop, and ask that, because I did ask him based on what I read from the meeting that he was supposed to get with Maxwell. Him and Michael were going to sit down and build basically an agreement, which is what we do with most anybody else. We've got one with Bascom Southern, all these things that we're looking at, where we give them easement, but they're relieving any liability from us. And so I'll ask him to run that through the town of Horseshoe and let's see if we can't get agreement between the town and Dixie County. But I needed a little direction because, like I said, I hadn't
been... I think they ought to put the gates up and then we'll sign.
Okay. And I'm going to address that with
Mr. Conrad. That's how you get them done.
So, thank you, gentlemen. That is what I needed, was some direction from the board so that I could keep this moving. The other thing, if y'all have any questions on the Walmart opioid settlement, I can explain that a little bit. What has happened is I've come to y'all here a couple months back and said, hey, you're going to start receiving money. Well, we got another reach out from everyone saying they're fixing to start dispersing the money. We should be getting a check any day, but I've not seen the check. Of course, not checks in the mail. But that is from CVS, Walgreens, Janssen, and one or two others. There's one agency that's paid, but we're having to... State is holding the money because they've declared bankruptcy. You don't know what we're going to get there. Walmart at that time had not settled when all of that first happened. Walmart has now come back, and they have settled for, don't hold me to it, I need my paperwork, but I think it was $215 million that they have, I think it was million, that was paying out. So we're signing the paperwork, the same paperwork that we signed before on CVS, Walgreens, blah, blah, for our share of that settlement from Walmart. That is what that is in regards to. So I will need that. The deadline is tomorrow.
You'll have to sign it.
So I need it signed tonight so we can get that sent in.
Is that it?
That is all I have, gentlemen. And of course, I would like to thank Commissioner Mills. It has been a pleasure. It's been a short time working with you on the board, but I'm glad you ain't leaving.
Ms. Barbie?
Thank you.
I just need direction on the vouchers. Are we going to start just running this report from now on, or?
I was going to get it run one for us to look at it, trial, and then go from there to what Mark
said. You missed it.
Do you need it?
I didn't see it on record.
It was in your stack?
Wasn't in the stack. Did you see it? I'll flip it.
Just got a list of all of that. We'd all have a packet, that packet, instead of us swapping.
This will be much more simpler.
Yep.
Yes, we agree.
Yeah, it'll have every vendor on it, the amount and what it was for. It won't have two signs for it. If you guys, I can bring the vouchers just in case y'all have
a question.
Maybe for the next couple of times, we'll see y'all get you to see later. Whatever's going to be best for you guys.
I think what would be best for the board is if the board decides to
good with that,
have them limit who's signing for whatever. Head of staff or something. And not everybody on the staff.
We need a motion on
that. Because I've seen a bit of that.
Just do it.
Just do it.
I think it'll be great. Only thing on that, on the department head that they would look at when they're getting quotes for bids and doing that stuff, I'd like to see the local businesses here in the county get it. I've looked at some that was coming out of Missouri, different places that I feel like we probably got people in county that could probably supply those items.
Now, just see ourselves and
get it from somebody out of state.
Is that it, Ms.
Barman? That's it, other than we're going to miss you, WC.
Commissioner Adams. Mr. Hatch.
Yeah.
Careful.
Believe me, I thought about that.
I just realized it comes loose in my
No, there's probably not another commissioner that I've ever served with for this length of time that I've disagreed with more. But at the end of the day, you'd say it one way and I'd say it another way, and we was both at the same spot on the road. And it's just the way you explain things that didn't comprehend to me, and vice versa, I believe. But at the end of the day, I have the utmost respect for the way you served this county and served these citizens of this county. You've always stood firm. You've always stood your ground. And you've always been right, even when you're wrong. No.
I should have recorded that.
But I just, from the bottom of my heart, I do want to tell you it's been a pleasure to serve with you. I've learned a lot from you, and they can't, nobody's ever served with you say that they didn't learn nothing from W.C. Mills. They can't say that. If they can, they're, I'll say it in a different language what they are.
Don't say it.
But thank you for everything. Thank you for making me a better commissioner. I truly appreciate it. You have ways of, with words. And I appreciate that. I truly do. And thank you for everything.
Thank you.
The other thing I have is I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. I hope everyone has a blessed day and spend it with your family. A lot of people won't get to spend it with their family. So spend it with your family. Make the best of it. Treat it like it's your last one. You may not never have another. Thank you.
Jody?
We ain't always agreed. We've been known long for another long
time. Just stay in your seat, Jody.
Wait to see what I got. I do admire you. You've always helped me, and I've always tried to help you. We had a little deal in here, you know, that meeting. I apologize, and I'll do that again to you today. I was wrong at that point. I was pushed in the corner. I was bitter. I was at my wit's end. And you were referring to what I said. I have said about different county employees that they weren't doing their job. They need to be fired. But Nevertheless, I apologize the way that come out. And I got something right here. You think about what can you get a man that's got everything?
Not loaded.
But get you not.
I got you. I promise you.
Machine turned off out there.
I ain't heard nothing.
Is that all good?
The public don't know the stuff that OC does, Jamie does, this board does. We do try to help this county. And this man went over the board in that area.
Yeah.
And he's done a lot of stuff that you won't never know about that he's done. All these guys, even though we don't get along at times, we all are fighting for the same goal, the people and this county. And I appreciate you, and you're going to be missed.
Baby Steve, or do you want me to go and then you go?
You go.
Okay. 4 years ago, I was sworn in with this man, W.C., on his grandkids. And maybe I won't cry. But one of them said, Papa Big Daddy. So Papa Big Daddy, I appreciate you. You've been serving for 8 years. I've been serving right beside you for 4 years. Unlike Mark, I've learned a lot from you. There's one thing I would like to see. You've worked very hard. Mark's worked very hard getting us some community centers, especially one in Old Town. I think it's real close to being finalized, if it ain't already. If I can get a motion in a second, this is what I would like to see. I would like to dedicate that. I would like for that building to be called the W.C. Mills Community Center in Old Town. We got a motion by Mr. Seagull. A second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor? Aye.
I believe the day that come up, it was out sick, it wasn't there, and I think it's in the community center, and we moved it to move forward with acquiring the building.
Yeah, thank you. And then I want to thank everyone for coming. And we're not, there's still some people going to speak, but y'all's turn ain't yet. Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. And be safe. Like Mark said, treat it like your last day. Because I lost my mama 2 years ago. So, act like it's your last day. Mr. W.C.?
Well, talking about last days, I lost a good friend and his son a week ago. All know days in mind.
Yes.
He didn't know no more than we know if we're going to be here tomorrow. Unfortunately, that's God's will. That's the way it is. And I just want people of Dixie County to know, when I started thinking about running for election 20 years ago, I kind of said it out several times, but I've really love Dixie County, and I really love the people in it. And I've enjoyed serving. And I hope I'm going to enjoy not serving as good as I did serving. But people that know me know my personal phone number. I've not used the county phone in 4 years. Since I was unopposed, everybody got my number that nobody was supposed to have, but they all got it. They still got it. And any of you guys call me,
If I ain't too far away, I'll come running. If I'm too far away, I'll have to rest before I get but I'll come. It's been a pleasure. You know, you go, my wife said it best 25 years ago or so, Dixie County, little old town. But let me tell you what, Dixie County's known nationwide. You go talking about Dixie County, people know. And back then when she was talking about it, her daddy was telling her, his brother, don't you stop in Dixie County. Unless you got a booty there, don't you stop there. And the 60s and 70s and 80s, it was a good idea if you didn't. But I think Dixie County accepts most anybody that stops. Now, if they got good, real intentions, somebody here will help you if you need something. Need a tire or tank of gas, they'll get you going. I hope it's that way the rest of eternity. Well, there ain't going to be no more Dixie Counties. Y'all know that. And I love it, and I'll always love it. And I'll be buried here one day. And I just want everybody to know, I appreciate y'all. But for y'all 4 years ago, I went to the house. But y'all wouldn't let me. I couldn't even just get beat. Y'all just said, show up Monday. You know, so there you go. Now I'm going to let my buddy Daniel tend to it, and I'm sure he'll do a good job.
Is my text
call?
Yes, sir.
I know you will, buddy. And now, I'm done. Thank you.
Now it's... Now it's the public's turn. Miss Mary.
Am I the only one?
No.
Anyhow, my name is Mary Zurich, and I'd just like an update on the culvert. And where is all that dirt that was up at the fire station?
Have we moved it?
It's still there.
Back here behind it. You might have to go back there. Way back there. He's the one that's doing the digging, so Miss Mary, on the ditches and stuff,
yeah.
We are working on getting the main canal finished up, and then we're working on getting some equipment to do the old town canal cleaned out. So we are working on that. If y'all can look, when you go out here, right up and down, going out to the prison and seeing what they've done, just imagine if you look across the other way, back towards the Gulf, as far as you can see, it looks like that. There's some roads. If you'd like one day, call me, and I'll take you and show you some and explain it to you, because our guys are doing a wonderful, call me.
They're working.
They are working. They've got, I know, remember what it used to look like and what it looks like now. That water ain't got no choice but to get to the Gulf.
Yes.
And they've done a wonderful job.
Absolutely.
And I'm proud to have that group of men. They don't realize how much I appreciate them, but I do. But we're still working on it. We're still working on ditches and culverts. We just at a little standstill right now. Okay.
Chairman, a couple of months ago, we did clean out 27 culverts out in the cemetery.
Yes.
We are in the process of working on the lift.
Of doing more.
Several more.
Okay.
And we still need some releases. Is that not correct, Paul? Yes. And Miss Mary, I don't know exactly where you live, but maybe you can help in some of the areas out there, because we have to have a release from these people that own that property.
Along the canal.
Along the canal, to be able to go in there and dredge their canals, or that section of the canal out. And we've still got 40-something people that's not signed their release. So ask your neighbors if they own a canal. Did you sign it? Well, ask one you know on the canal.
Do you know anybody that I know that's on that canal?
We'll get you a list.
Give me a list.
All right.
I would like to ask Daniel, you will work closely with Mr. David and Mr. Dwight and all of them.
Yes, sir.
Because they've done a wonderful job.
They've done great
time.
Work.
Yeah.
They've done great work, and they will continue to do it. And they'll 100% have my support. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Ms. Christina.
Thank
you. Yes, ma'am.
Oh. Thanks. WC, you're right about Dixie County. I came here about 35 years ago, and I never survived. So I came back, and I purchased a home about October 1st. And for the peace and quiet, it stayed in my mind that long. I do love it. Thing is, I tried to get a survey before I bought the property, and I couldn't get one. And I thought it was because of people not wanting to work or Hurricane Ian. So I didn't get a survey before I bought the property. And I continued to attempt to get a survey. I have my little thing here. But I called all these survey companies, including Yelp and Google and Angie, Raker, Parrish, W.D. Cruz, McMillan, Delta, Flowers, Bond Land Surveying. They all said they couldn't do it for one reason or another. I thought, nobody comes to want you for survey? Anyway, I needed survey. So I went to the property appraiser's office where they mentioned, when it came up on the screen, they mentioned Unden Creek. So overlapping survey. So that's what. Then they gave me the name of Blue's Land Survey. And Blue, he really wanted the job to survey my property. And he called me back about 2 days later. He said, ladies, there's no way. There's too many discrepancies, there's overlaps, and your deed is wrong, which Banker's Title of the Nature Coast, Inc., Old Town, is working on my deed. It's, the underwriter has to calculate meets and bounds. So they're working on that. Tammy is the lady there working on that. But I still need a survey because, okay, this is my neighbor. I'm on a dead-end street. I live alone on a dead-end street right next to an older gentleman that's been there for 30 years, okay? I come in, and I'm cutting trees and filling in my driveway. And, woo, it's not going over well. Called the cops on me already. I haven't even been there 1 month. So the police, the law enforcement officer, he was very nice. There's no crime committed. But he had to drive all that way, and there were two officers out, six. Anyway, it was a waste. Seemed like a waste of time. The neighbor, Paul Durden, he also then called the county, and D.B. Hutchinson came out. Stevie came out once, tried to calm him down, which he did. Then he went back. He came back again, another, like, I don't know if it was 1 or 2 days later. And Stevie...
You want to go down there?
Stevie was like, he was kind of mad. He said, I did all this research, and he had to calm Paul Durden down again. And I heard him over there yelling, the lady can do what she wants with her house. But I still need a survey. I really do, because I need a fence, because there's roaming packs of dogs, and I have 2 cats. And this is not going well after 1 month. And I came to Dixie County for peace and quiet. So,
what can we help you with?
The survey. How do I go for the, who do I, why are there over, can the county do, what do we do about these surveys and overlapping surveys? Property
you, I mean, all we can do is give you a list of people that does that work. We don't do it in-house.
Is the property appraiser responsible for this?
No.
All I'm here for is I need the guidance pointing to where I need to get this corrected.
Whoever was on your list right there, we could try to add to them, but I don't, your title search company would be where I would start at. Where do I need to go get a survey from? I mean, we don't do that.
That's just it. Whose responsibility is it for overlapping surveys? No?
Property appraiser's office.
Property, okay, I've written to him and I've emailed him. Okay, that's all.
I mean, not in my mind, that's where you need to go.
Wait a minute. Leon, what do you know about this?
Yeah, so the overlay is not to reflect the survey. The overlay is strictly for their references. Overlays can be inaccurate. So you you need your own.
It's going to be in your legal description.
So, and they're in my closet. So I'm just going to walk across the place and.
As long as I've been alive and most people have been on this over the days, always been issues with Munden Creek.
Correct. It popped up, Munden Creek.
That wasn't the place to. But anyway, it's been awful. It's been ongoing, and it's never going to end, I don't think.
And I can't.
Properties were sold, and then the people that bought the properties had to turn around and buy right away to get to the properties. And it's just been ongoing and ongoing. Never ending, and that's why most people with survey companies or whatever, when you mention that name,
they're not going to come.
And I hate to say it that way, but that's the proof of the fact.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Mr. Lee. Mr. Lee's done gone. Okay. Anybody else wants to speak? Mr. Lee here?
No, Mr. Chuck.
Mr. Chuck.
Chuck, please.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, thank you for letting me speak. I don't have a speech or anything.
You'll do good.
I don't know nothing about new surveys. I just drove all the way over here to wish my good friend, Mr. W.C. Mills, Godspeed. Sir, you've done a great job for the community. You're a good friend to many. You're a good friend to me. And appreciate the public service that you have done and the public service that this commission offers to the citizens of Dixie County. I don't know how good you've got it, and you do really have it good to listen to the concerns of the people and make a decision and try to help them. I didn't have a speech made, but I am a politician. Although I don't represent Dixie County anymore, you can always count on me. I know that each and every one of you have my cell number, and I know that each and every one of you have used it, and I answer the other end when you call me, and I will continue to do that. It's my honor for 6 years to represent you, the citizens here. I think we did a darn good job as a team. We've got a high school. We've got lots of other good things that have happened in that time. We got the governor here. Mr. W.C. gave governor a special treat while he was here with his picture on it. If you have ever seen one of those or busted the cap on one of them, from the bottom of my heart, W.C., I appreciate it, my friend, and I thank all of you for letting me speak today and all the folks in Dixon County. I'm with you.
Thank you, Chuck. Yes. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Appreciate it.
Anyone else like to
speak? Is it my understanding that we have to wait to hear from the governor's office in order to know?
Yes, we're waiting on Tallahassee, the governor's office, to see what we're going to do with seat five.
To see what he, let's clear that up.
Yeah, see what he.
We have nothing to do with that. We can point you in a direction. Paul, can you tell them, just for the record, where, what the process is? Because I know I pointed a couple of people this week to you.
Sure, the process, the way we understand it from the county manager's office, is when the resignation letter was submitted, we forwarded that to the governor's office, to specifically the enforcement office, to the governor's office. They accepted that. They posted that position on the governor's office website under the enforcement office as a vacant position. There is a process that anyone that meets the qualifications is interested in being considered for an appointment can go on there and apply. But the governor has the sole authority and what he chooses to fill that position, hold a special election at some point, or keep that position vacant until the next election. So it's solely the decision of the governor on how he moves forward.
Thanks, Paul.
Anyone else? Need him. Go ahead.
I just want to thank Mr. W.C. I haven't got to work a little bit about 9 months, but thank you for welcoming me to the family and thank you for your sweet talk and welcome. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
I want to thank W.C. For me.
the opportunity to work with the road department, and thank you for letting me get hired. And
anyone else?
I make a motion to go eat.
I need a motion to adjourn.
Good adjourn.
Got a motion?
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.